Page 46. A room of one's own. Let me imagine, since facts are so hard to come by, what would have happened had Shakespeare had a wonderfully gifted sister called Judith, let us say. Shakespeare himself went very probably, his mother was an heiress, to the grammar school, where he may have learnt Latin, Ovid, Virgil and Horace, and the elements of grammar and logic. He had, it seemed, a taste for the theatre. He began by holding horses at the stage door. Very soon he got work in the theatre, became a successful actor, and lived at the hub of the universe, meeting everybody, knowing everybody, practicing his art on the boards, exercising his wits in the streets, and even getting access to the palace of the Queen. Meanwhile, his extraordinarily gifted sister, let us suppose, remained at home. She was as adventurous, as imaginative, as agog to see the world as he was, but she was not sent to school. She had no chance of learning grammar and logic, let alone of reading Horace and Virgil. She picked up a book now and then, one of her brother's perhaps, and read a few pages, but then her parents came in and told her to mend the stockings or mind the stew and not moon about with books and papers. She made up a small parcel of her belongings, let herself down by a rope one summer's night, and took the road to London. She was not 17. The birds that sang in the hedge were not more musical than she was. She had the quickest fancy, a gift like her brother's, for the tune of words. Like him, she had a taste for the theatre. She stood at the stage door. She wanted to act, she said. Men laughed in her face. The manager, a fat, loose-lipped man, guffawed. He bellowed something about poodles dancing and women acting. No woman, he said, could possibly be an actress. At last, Nick Green, the actor-manager, took pity on her. She found herself with child by that gentleman, and so... Who shall measure the heat and violence of the poet's heart when caught and tangled in a woman's body? Killed herself one winter's night, and lies buried at some crossroads where the omnibuses now stop, outside the Elephant and Castle.
Virginia Woolf, A Room of One's Own, 1929.